Tennessee Congressman Marsha Blackburn is responding to a 60 Minutes report that accused her of working to make it harder to stop suspicious shipments of opioids. Her office is suggesting there may have been unintended consequences from the legislation which she co-sponsored. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
The investigation from 60 Minutes and The Washington Post says Blackburn was one of the first members of Congress to get behind a measure that limited the powers of the Drug Enforcement Administration. Agents say that left them helpless as pills flowed from distributors to the hands of addicts. The report says drug companies spent more than $100 million lobbying for the legislation and that they gave Blackburn $120,000 in political donations. Her spokesman notes, though, that she was far from alone in backing the measure. It eventually received unanimous support from the House and the Senate and was signed by President Obama. The spokesman says Blackburn believes Congress should continue to work on the issue and conduct oversight of the drug industry. And the spokesman says Blackburn has a long history of trying to combat opioid abuse. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.